We are honored to have with us today Werner Herzog, who is still garnering well-deserved praise for his 2005 documentary, Grizzly Man, which recently was released on DVD, and whose body of work will continue to be lauded by fans for generations to come. Werner, it's truly an honor to have you on our show. Last year, Grizzly Man was released. It did well financially. It was very well reviewed. And there's a lot of press that came out wondering why it was not nominated for an Academy Award. Does this even register with you?
It does, but it doesn't give me sleepless nights. The Academy probably only knows why it was not even included in the pool from which you could draw a nomination. So it's sometimes mysterious, and it is as it is. What could I ask more than having lots of enthusiastic audiences?
Right.
The film doing well, being very well accepted by critics, so it couldn't get better.
Let's talk about your documentary filmmaking, which to me is, I've never seen anything like your documentaries. Can you explain the idea of ecstatic truth?
I think at the moment there's a major tectonic shift going on. We have virtual reality in the internet. We have reality TV. We have got digital effects. We got Photoshop. We got everything is pointing towards a redefinition of reality. We have to start seeing and working and explaining and articulating reality in movies in a different way. Cinema verite was the answer of the 60s. Mm. Today is something else out there, and I've always said, sure, reality has to be seen in a new way, but that is not so much the interesting part of it. The interesting side of it is, where is truth in all this? Cinema verite is the accountant's truth, as I keep saying. I have insulted many with that, but... I've always been after what I call an ecstatic truth, an ecstasy of truth.
And so you would say that with all the new technology, truth has not changed, but there's now that there's different methods to get to it, they should be employed to reach that ecstatic truth?
And facts do not create.